Hello there, Japanime fanimes. Welcome to We Are Boomers, the vintage anime review podcast from Gigaboots.com. I am your host, Anime Danime, or Japanime Danime, and with me is Bob.
Hey, guys.
From Gigaboots. Dr. Agro from Dr. Agro.
I want to dive. Lost mine.
KZ from KinoRockGoatSwag.com.
Time for a pre-fight enema.
And Mr. Feel from Mr. Feel's Wild Ride.
My muscles are full of oxygen.
For this episode, we are reviewing Hajime no Ippo, The Fighting, the 2000 anime series, and we'll be doing this review based off of the first 7 episodes. As of this recording, and this sort of thing's ephemeral, so good luck, it is streaming on Crunchyroll, both subbed and dubbed. Let's see how that holds up.
You could buy the excellent Blu-ray also.
Yeah. Yeah, I can only assume it was coinciding with, at the time, the very recently released Discotech Blu-ray.
How did you guys watch it? I watched it via Crunchyroll stream. Bob did as well.
Yeah, I pulled it up on Crunchyroll.
I pulled it up on Crunchyroll because my Blu-ray didn't get here yet.
Man, that content shuffle really fucked you.
Yeah, I just watched it through the Blu-rays because I didn't even know if this would finally, you know, get another re-release, because all the other seasons did not get anything like that, because the original studio for dubs is just not around anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was G-Neon.
Yeah, G-Neon. Yeah.
G-Neon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Home of the good dubs. We've got Richard Epcar, Paul St. Peter.
yes, some eventually Zemnis shows up or Soul Calibur Man, and I'm like, yes!
Yeah, no, it's good. I was like, man, Richard Epcar does a great old man voice, but it's so distracting because it's Richard Epcar, and then Soul Calibur Man showed up, and I'm like,
yes!
Epcar seems perfectly normal now.
Mm-hmm. My favorite thing is you won't catch it as much only watching the first 7 episodes, but you watch this whole first series, you will notice that Kirk Thornton voices 20 characters and does not change at all doing any of them.
Hell yeah.
Oh my god, I have to watch this dub now because there's something I didn't know.
It's super great because you'll get the boxing announcer for the matches, Kirk Thornton, and then Kirk Thornton in the crowd reacting to those things.
Oh no. I didn't know that the old man who's voiced by Richard Epcar, Genji Kamigawa.
Yeah.
At some point, there's a flashback where he's younger and he's voiced by DC Douglas.
It's very good.
It's a very excellent dub. Very, very excellent. There's a certain energy to everyone seems perfectly normal. And then, you know, Yamada's dad comes up and is like, son, you need to counter him.
It's like so good. I remembered it, but I don't remember how intense he is in just announcing the Soul Calibur match.
Yes, it's really good. I was floored by this dub.
I'm going to say, I watched it subbed, and this was going to be my first question. How nuts was this dub? So I'm definitely going to go back and check it out.
Yeah, I also watched it subbed because I watched the newer seasons when it came back like 8 years later. You know, subbed because there wasn't any dub.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I figured there wouldn't be a dub for the whole thing.
Well, I'm used to this, so I'll go with the sub.
Yeah, it's just this first series and a movie. I think they got dubbed, and then they came back in like 2006 with another series, and then another one in like 2014, 2015.
And all that anime together covers 1/3 of the manga's content.
An ongoing manga series that's been going on for, what, 30 years?
Holy god.
This year, it would be 33 years.
Yup.
It has 1,300 chapters.
Wonderful.
So what's everyone's experience before we had to watch this for the review? Have you seen Hajime no Ippo before? Have you read the manga? We'll start with Dr. Agro.
Hajime no Ippo was always one of those like giant pedestal shows that, you know, you've heard of, but I'd never gotten back around to watching it. I associate that guy's hair with boxing. Like, they're inseparable. Like, all I knew was that, oh, yeah, that's that guy. He's got one of those faces where you look at it and think, that's a manga face.
Yeah.
And he does the Dempsey role. That's all I knew about the show before going in. So when you were like, we're going to watch Hajime no Ippo, I'm like, oh, damn, an excuse.
Yes. Yeah, that's about what my familiarity with the series was. You see it everywhere. It's referenced by people. It's classic anime in that it has been going. It existed 2 decades ago. So not the oldest anime. In fact, it is the youngest anime we've reviewed on the series so far.
I thought it was way older. Like, I thought this anime was from, like, the late 80s.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. I mean, the manga clearly has been around for a very long time.
The manga started in 1989.
Oof.
Does that mean it's the same? When did Case Closed start? One moment. I'm just curious which one's older, because that would put it pretty close, but I think that
1994.
Means, yeah, okay, there we go. I was like, I'm pretty sure that means, yeah.
I just really like that it has to follow, like, their times are synced up from when it started, so it's like the last match in the manga that Ippo has been on, without spoiling anything around it. In universe was in 1999.
Yeah, time passes differently. It doesn't pass at a 1-to-1 rate. So only been like a decade since it started. Yeah. Universe
very different from Case Closed, where it's constantly updating, but not really.
This is why we need the
Marvel slider.
This is why we need the Case Closed rewatch podcast series, where we figure out how many days it has been at bare minimum and how many times tape is involved.
The funny thing is, Ippo actually keeps to it, so they don't just have, like, cell phones.
Meanwhile, Case Closed is just like, I gotta use this payphone or this cell phone tomorrow.
It's an alarming idea of starting a series and it just becomes progressively more retro.
Yes.
The farther you go.
Yes. It's interesting because I haven't seen a series yet that's committed to that. They just modernize as they go from all the examples I can think of.
Like, even JoJo's will be like, well, there's a new character we're following in, like, a few years later, so it catches up.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
So, Bob, what was your experience with Hajime no Ippo?
I know almost nothing about it. Like Agra, I've heard a lot about it over the years. And unfortunately, I know about some of the stuff that's the most recent stuff.
Thanks, Casey. Thanks, Phil.
Also, I guess they all have that nose.
Yes, they all have that nose.
Look on the bright side, Bob. If you decide to go on a full dive, by the time you get to that stuff we talked about, you'll have forgotten we said it, because it'll be 8 years from now.
What did I compare him to, Bob? I was like, I noticed this dude is just blank.
Oh, yeah, he's Hiroyui.
With an ugly nose. Yeah, I was like, this dude.
Wait, which guy's Hiroyui?
In some of the shots when they draw him, I believe it's Yamada, has a Hiroyui hairstyle, but his nose is hideous.
Miyata.
Miyata, there we go.
Miyata, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, the rival character.
Yeah, he's a little pretty. Yeah, his design is that pitch perfect of, like, this guy draws dudes who punch face, and he's trying to draw a really handsome guy.
The funny thing is, he gets a lot better at it as it goes, and then he's... And then it's like, oh, now he actually is attractive. And then he goes too far. And it's like, no, go back. Go back. Your art was perfect 8 years ago, and now you've gone in a weird direction.
Oh, yeah, I know that sort of, I've seen that happen with a lot of things. And I guess now we need to round out with KZ. KZ, what's your experience?
I watched this on a whim, like, probably around, like, 2011. It just went through the main series. I didn't really know much about it, and then it's one of my favorite series at this point. Really good. Watched all three anime series as they went out, and I can't keep up with any manga, so I don't really jump in that at all.
Gotcha. And Feel?
Let's see. I watched the entire anime twice, and I've read the entire manga like 7 times, and I keep up with it on a weekly basis.
Yep, I figured that's where this came from.
Right.
Yep. We found him.
The killer is in the house.
I first got into it because I downloaded the first 400 chapters off Snoopy Cool in 2004.
What? Shit. See, that's why this is William Boomers.
Feels just the black outline guys from Case Closed. So we found the suspect.
Yes. Oh, man, I should have gotten the Nendoroid of that guy while they had it. Yeah, that was really, really good. But yeah, this just makes me think of, what was it, Aggro on one of the other podcasts where he's just like, I don't want to think of Yakitate as vintage anime. And I'm like, if you had to learn BitTorrent to download it.
Yeah.
And BitTorrent mm-hmm. was new.
Yes. Just boot up Anime Suki.
Okay. Here's how boomer this is. When I got it,
mm-hmm.
the manga, I had to go into an IRC channel and ping a bot with a specific command to send me the file over IRC peer-to-peer file transfer.
Oh, that's that flavor.
That's great. So I guess we should talk about the anime. So... we watched the first 7 episodes, as we talked about, which is like the first micro arc.
Yep.
In it, Ippo Hajime is to become the fighting.
Yes, that is correct. A little later, he'll learn to be the new challenger and then the rising.
Yes, this is a pretty accurate summary of the series. Thank you, Casey.
Will he at some point become the Mishiba versus Kimura?
One day he will. That's a really good part.
You can play the Wii game where he becomes the victorious boxer revolution.
It was really interesting looking at all of the Hajime no Ippo games and whether or not they came out over here, because it wasn't like there was a beginning and an end. It was on and off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This one would come over, that one wouldn't, this one would, that one wouldn't. These two would, but then these two wouldn't. Yeah, it was just all over mm-hmm. the place.
I had a lot of fun as a kid. Well, not a kid. I was like 22. A lot of fun with Victorious Boxers 2 on the PS2 because it has some really fucked up physics with like how someone's head works. So if you select one of the characters that can do the insanely fast flurry of punches, the head like can't keep up with it, so your opponent's head will like flip over and clip backwards through their body and go back up to normal because it can't keep up with getting bummeled so fast.
At which point we're in Debaki territory.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, this was $20. This was a steal.
Yeah, there was, I almost imported a game that they did for the PS3. This is around 2014 when the most recent series came out. Because that one looked like a decent taking you through the entire...
The PS3 game seems to be like an actual game.
Yeah, like looking at it, they like... did like this motion manga comic style thing to set up each like story point and looked pretty dope.
That's cool.
Yeah, and it looks like it has like a much more limited versus mode, so they primarily focused on making a video game that was neat.
Yeah.
I really find delightful on this fandom page for Ippo. Under Ippo's fucking stances, it says Southpaw once.
Yeah.
God, yeah. Never again.
Brawling style once. That's the shit I love in wikis.
Oh, that gets me excited for just that match where he needs to do that one time.
Right?
Like, oh my God. So, like I said, I thought this anime was way older than it was, like mid or late 80s. I was expecting to come into a cheap-ass 80s TV anime with bad sound recording, like sharp tinny bullshit on the music. Some of you in the call know what a huge slut I am for 90s anime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you've got a manga written in 89 and an anime produced in 2000.
Yes.
That just perfectly crosses that whole era and makes this incredibly amazing product. I'm the fucking love with this anime. like the opening ended and it was like, let's roll and go. And I'm like, this is special.
Every EPO opening is fucking 10 on 10.
Yes.
Like he's the moment where Takamura shows up in his pompadour when Ippo's getting the shit kicked out of him by stock delinquent toughs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like before anything happens, he just like looks over from his jog and I'm like, this anime is going to scratch all of my stock itches, isn't it? And then he walks through them and has a fistful of coat buttons. And I'm like, oh no. Oh no. I can feel my heart opening.
I feel like this is extra that aggro because you watch a lot of like really old, how would you say, high quality or vintage or specialty martial arts films. So there's a certain air of that to that moment, especially.
Oh, yeah. I do watch a lot of genre tournament with a focus on sports products.
Yes, your taste is immaculate at this moment.
So yeah, when they like take him to the gym and someone like a fucking it's flipping all my switches when the old master's like looking over at Ippo and like, oh man, there's a lot of potential here. He's got a base. There's something special about this weird kid who has this job that gave him all the skills. It's just it's Initial D. This anime is Initial D, and it's amazing.
So what I would say is the whole time I hadn't seen Initial D, I thought Initial D was this exact anime. Like this anime, the way it executes and the way it characterizes people is where I thought Initial D would come out.
Mm.
But I have to say, I think Initial D is better. I think Initial D is a little bit better in how it does the amount of layers going on in the story at any given time. Because for the first 7 episodes, audience, I need you to understand what we've described is exactly as it's executed. There are no extra plot lines going on at any of these points. It is about the fighting.
Yeah.
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 Ippo is a good boy, and he tries hard.
This is true. He helps his mom out on the fishing boat.
He's also, and I didn't know this, and please don't screech at me in the comments because I really love My Hero Academia. It's had its ups and downs, but overall it's been a really great show. Deku is just this kid. He is a straight up carbon fucking copy of Ippo in this early arc.
Yeah, Deku from My Hero Academia.
Little bit.
He does do the exact same training process.
It's the same, oh my god, right down to the mumbling and the
Yeah. I think you get a little bit less crying on this one.
Yeah, it's true. I have told people in the past, like, who were starting My Hero and was coming out, I'm like, no, give him like 6 more episodes, he knocks that off.
Yeah.
That's really interesting to think about, like... We need a shonen protagonist. What if it was Ippo, but he cries a lot?
Ippo's a big winner.
I want to pet Ippo like he's a golden retriever. He is a good boy.
Yes.
The interesting thing about the older man, not Takamura, the head of the gym.
Yeah,
Kamigawa.
Kamigawa, thank you. He sits there and he gets excited about Ippo. Not because Ippo shows great technical ability, but because he reminds him of the greats who just could take shit directly to the face and still dole out the punches.
Mm-hmm. Yes. He had the base. He's got the guts.
Mm-hmm.
Yamato Damashi.
God.
It's really funny that the rival is some character with great technical ability. The head of the gym, Kamigawa, is some man who's like, that doesn't matter for shit. This Ippo kid looks promising.
Fucking, like, they put him up against the bag and he punches it so fucking hard, he fucks up his whole fist.
Yeah,
because he's never punched anyone before.
His skin explodes.
Yeah, his skin gets ripped off of all of his knuckles. Not just the primary knuckle, the secondary knuckle on each finger. It's like, hot damn.
I gotta tell you, as much as I love insane crackheadedness in fight animes, Baki style, I really appreciated the fact that the first thing this anime did was establish how to correctly throw a straight right punch.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, it's nice to see the actual technical stuff being like practically assessed in this.
Mm-hmm.
I think that first episode's strong, but it honestly started losing me a bit after that. I never felt like it was as strong again as it was that first episode.
Yeah, we were talking about it, and we were wondering if the anime is expanding the, you know, the content therein of the original manga, and I'm very curious about that, because
is this a chapter per episode or something?
I'm interested in that. I do think the first episode's like the best out of the seven. I think that and probably the last episode are probably the, as in the number one and number seven are the two strongest. I think training elements in the second episode are neat, but there are no extra character developments that are meaningful in 3 to 6. And the technical stuff really, really comes in at the end there. I think it's really interesting, and I would like to keep watching this series to see if it develops. But it would be interesting to know whether or not the manga's pacing was sort of like expanded for the anime.
The anime, the what we watched, mm-hmm. the seven episodes, is 13 chapters in the manga. So it is more expanded than adaptations usually are, because it's usually 3 or 4 an episode.
Okay. Okay. I was just interested in that.
I remember reading one match in the manga as it was coming out, and it took like 2 years.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Because you add on to that and it's like, we're 60% through this match. I forget the author's name. I think it's like Morikawa or something. He went, yeah, I'm going on break to research more. I'll be back in a bit.
Yeah, I went to start episode 6, and I was like, wait a minute, there's nothing left. The fight's tomorrow. Oh god, this is going to be a 2-episode sparring match between 2 amateurs.
The anime is paced pretty well, and even the manga doesn't start to have pacing problems until, I was going to say recently, but it was 14 years ago at this point.
Holy shit!
I was going to say, yeah, it doesn't start to have pacing problems until like chapter 800. Oh, that was a decade ago.
Manga works on very different timelines.
I was going to say, like, it felt really, really, like, pacing weirdness when it's like, the end of the episode, cool, there's 3 months left. And then they play time passes, and then the beginning of the next episode, 3 months are left. I'm like, wait, is this going to be another episode of just training, and there's still time?
Yeah, they time skip a lot because of upcoming matches and stuff too, where it's like, yeah, they're doing it in 5 months. I guess they're fighting in like 2 episodes, maybe one.
It cuts to the point where it's like, okay, we're going to get the end of next episode, and they're going to be like, okay, 2 months left.
that would have been surreal. I think one of the details I would have liked more is as they did the other types of training, the typical types, if they went into more detail about like the technicals of that and how that's important each and every exercise, because I feel like they do broad strokes description of like, okay, you know, he's sitting on your abdomen and you're pulling tires and you're doing all of this so that way you can take a punch better, and also
general strength training,
right? Like, it would have been interesting to just have any amount of, because you have to watch the animation for each type of exercise he does multiple times over the training montage. Like, mm-hmm. And that was one of the things
it's a TV anime. There's a lot of reuse.
Oh,
going on.
Yeah. No, that was very funny. When you hit the first fight with Miata, where they just reuse across 2 episodes. I think it was the first fight he did with him, where they just reuse him, Miata punching at him over and
well,
over.
Well, I mean, to be fair, if you watch an actual boxing match, it kind of looks like that.
You're not wrong.
I think the only reused animation that really did bug me was how many times you watch some random dude in the gym we never see, other than this for this scene where he's wrapping his fists. And it looked
I was going to mention that guy.
The first time they go through the gym, I'm like, oh man, this is a lot of really cool scene setting. And then the next time it comes up, I'm like, I'm going to see this like 18 more times. All right.
This
and
is their magic girl transformation. Oh no.
Yes, this is their equivalent of that for sure. You just miss that guy spinning his wand around to make the ribbon appear. But yeah, no, that's a good point. Every time like you cut to the gym, I think in this run of episodes we saw the him wrapping the tape around his hand 4 times and like the associated animations. I think it was about
He has to wrap it.
That's true. He does. I just thought it was funny. Like I literally treated it as you know, the laughing equivalent of a drinking game where every time you see that scene, laugh. Like, because it was just like, hey, it's back. It's kind of funny. So one part I never have had this, I've never had this thought when watching any anime ever, is at one point in Ippo, the music kicks in and I go, that is an instrument I've only heard in Metal Gear Solid 2 soundtrack. This is so 2000s.
No, Dan, I also heard the instrument in Devil May Cry 1 soundtrack.
Oh, that's true. You're totally right. It's the same sound effect in both.
Yeah, I actually really like the in, like that song.
Mm-hmm.
Then sometimes it does like really bad jazz.
There's one. Yes, absolutely. It made me think of that Beck joke in Futurama, I believe.
Yes, we kind of get into a thing and then
forgot how to end the song. Yeah, no, that's there is one or two different songs that just have the energy of what's the name of the guy who made Escape from New York?
John Carpenter.
Yeah, I was gonna say it had almost John Carpenter has a guitar energy to the soundtrack.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. There was something in one of the songs I heard where I'm like, "This is all the instrumentation from some other show, except it's jazzy." And now I can't remember what it was.
Yeah. I honestly always find that stuff interesting. Like, if you're just gonna jam out some crazy weird song that's minimalist as shit on a guitar you own. Like, I always find that very, very interesting. Not too many animes I've watched that felt like that. Well, this is the time on Weeaboomers where we have to decide who had the best outfit. Bob, I'll let you lead.
Honestly, it's got to be Ippo's mom. That Fisher outfit's really good.
That's true.
She has Trunks' shoes. I'm not sure why.
Holy shit, what? This is bullshit. Bob prepared.
I mean, like, yeah. I'm here to tell you, I'm a man who enjoys a stiff, full-length apron, but
I'm going to have to go with Miyata Ichiro, his outfit when they
his
were
Hiro
just...
Yui cosplay?
Yes. I'm really...
off a cliff and gets up. Theme song plays in the background.
Yes. I'm really torn, okay? Because his outfit when he's just out and about drinking juice with Ippo is really good, but so is his road work uniform, which is what they call it in the US dub. I don't know if that's what is written in the subtitle.
Yeah, they call it road work in the subs.
Okay, good. Where he goes out jogging, and I'm like, this is like somewhere between something Char would wear and the Akira jacket.
It's a Zeon outfit with a very, very not SS logo on it.
Yes.
Distinctly not that.
I thought those were fantastic outfits. Okay, KZ.
I think Ippo's sparring match outfit's good. He got new shoes. Thanks to Miyata helping him lose all of his money.
That was the best scene in the whole fucking anime.
It was, yes, 100%.
I cried. I straight up cried. He walked in, and the salesman starts giving him the pitch on these are the most expensive ones. And I'm like, oh no, Miyata's going to help him buy shoes. Oh, it's going to be so good. Oh, and he doesn't.
See, I was sitting there. I didn't know which way it was going to go. I was like, Miyata seems like a real human, but he is the rival. Let's see.
No, because it's sports. And it's manly sports camaraderie.
It's like, those are the wrong shoes for what you do.
Yeah, that was a good moment. That was a really good moment.
You're my rival.
See, Ippo wants to be the guy. Oh.
But he's too young?
Yes. Okay. That's correct, actually. So you were saying the full length of the series is 15 years in universe?
10.
Okay, 10. So he's 25 by the... Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm working this out. Hmm.
Yeah, because it's really great. There's like a snide comment that comes with one of the characters later that's like, you're 28. You should probably stop.
Yeah, boxing's not a...
Yeah.
They're like, you're 28, old man.
I'm like, this was written in 89. We didn't know a lot about concussions back then.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ippo, wake up. We've got to continue this practice bout with some other guy from your gym.
Okay, I'll just punch my legs over and over again.
Let me scrape all the blood out of your nose and we'll keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens.
Like, I'm always split on that because on the one hand, you know, it's always like, dude, this is irreparable damage you're doing. This is horribly brutal and savage. This is not, you shouldn't be doing this. But on the other hand, I'm like, okay, I mean, sure. But if you guys want to just go punch face until somebody dies, that's, you're 15 though. So maybe one of these adults should step in and stop this from happening.
Yeah, right? No, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Feel.
It's so good though.
Hold it together.
You're 15. Your healing is good enough that you can survive repeated head trauma.
Ippo is young and strong. He will recover quickly.
Definitely fine.
And it's a good thing that keeps up throughout the whole series.
He will be 15 forever.
They have the best doctors.
Could you imagine?
They do.
God, if
this goes to Baki territory, it is just like you have to box in an underground arena.
Just wait 40 episodes in, they introduce the super doctor.
Oh man,
that's why Takamura is so strong.
So Ippo's dad, we don't learn a whole lot about.
Oh, you mean
him.
Jing Freaks?
Excuse me,
from Hunter Hunter.
God
yeah.
damn.
Oh.
He is him.
No,
look at Ippo. He's clearly Gon's brother, his bastard half brother.
Yeah, he looks just like him. It's fucking me up.
Except Ippo's dad isn't a piece of shit.
So we don't learn a whole lot about him in these episodes, but we do learn that he said some real funny but stupid stuff, and you know his. Ippo's mother and Ippo laugh about it, and I'm like, I don't like this thought, so I turn to Tosh and I'm like, if you somehow have offspring with me, you do not have my permission to laugh at stupid shit I said before I die.
Dad, I don't want to alarm you, but you have literally thousands of hours of stupid shit you've said on the internet.
No, that's what she said immediately. No!
Now listen, Dan Jr. Your dad, when he was going to get into a fight, he'd always imagine the opponent as our cat with a Bane mask.
I couldn't handle, I forgot the bit that's like, all right, I'll imagine Miata as a fish. No, he's too hot. No, it's this hot. Then the coach appears as an octopus with hair.
It's real good. That's a real good bit.
This anime is so fucking pure.
Mm-hmm. It is a very comfortable show filled with cool training, really good fights, and in the off time, making fun of Ippo's dick.
It's giant.
Because it's funny, because it's big.
Yeah, it's rare when a series is just like, our protagonist has an enormous cock.
I thought
you for it being big.
I thought this show was going to peak when Takamura is just whipping his dick left and right in front of a 15-year-old.
With the blurred out that guy. I forgot it wags.
Yeah, no, it moves and bobs and everything. The second they cut in the elephant sound effect, Toast stopped breathing.
Yeah, I know. I've seen so did I. I'm like, God, why is this funny every time they do it?
It's like when you've been watching anime as long and as much as I have, it's not often you get to experience a show and get that feeling of, oh man, this is the wellspring of so much other stuff. This is the weird progenitor. Like a fresh mountain stream. It's straight from the tap.
Jesus.
I actually haven't watched many other boxing shows. Have you guys?
I'm trying to think of...
I can't think of any boxing anime. The one that I've seen is Megalobox, which is part of the Tomorrow's Joe series.
Yeah, it's like a vague reimagining of Ishida no Joe.
Oh.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. It's not like 1-1, but it's like a reimagining with like science fiction and stuff. I've seen some of Ishida no Joe, not all of it. And it had like multiple parts, so it's actually pretty long also.
Right.
And then there was that other one, Put It All in the Ring, which is also notable. God, who did that? It's the person who did Saint Seiya also did a boxing manga, which is similarly insane, I think, and has people doing light speed punches.
Yeah, I was about to say, that sounds insane. They activate their boxing armor.
Yeah, no, it's a really specific. I always love it when, I want more animes and manga to drill down into, like, single martial arts disciplines.
Yes.
For their whole focus and just really dig into the techniques and shit. Because you get great moments like when someone's like, oh, Ippo, you need to do the uppercut. And Ippo's like, uppercut? I've never heard of this.
the way he does is the coach uppercuts him and scares the shit out of him. Help, guys, I'm shadow boxing. I don't know how to defeat my image of Miata.
You can't.
We have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. Turn around so I can shove my fingers up your ass.
Yeah!
God. There's a really great moment when Ippo realizes if he just charges in, he can take the blow from Miata before his arm is straight while it's still bent to cut all of the force out of it. And I was like, that is a fantastic strategy.
It is.
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you, I have done that shit before and it works.
Hold on.
It is a fantastically effective strategy with no other repercussions.
Whatsoever.
I mean, there are repercussions.
No cushions at all.
Especially when nobody's wearing gloves. Oh my god! Like so, when Ippo in that last bout with Miata, which fucking ruled. When Ippo goes in for like the no setup uppercut. And just gets fucking countered when Miata puts his ass onto that mat.
Yes.
Like, that immediately went ding, top 10 anime reversals.
Oh.
If I made a top 10 anime reversals, this would take up like 9.
Yeah. Look, if there is one thing, all the problems this series ever develops, there's constantly moments where somebody gets hit and you're like, they're dead. That guy's dead. He's dead. His parents are dead. His dog is dead.
This fucking show knows how to draw a hit.
It's so beautiful. I'd like most all of these fights. They're so good.
Yeah, no, that hit specifically this first 7. It's like Ippo's been put in the earth. Bury that man.
Yes. And this is still a low bar for this show sometimes.
Right?
This is a normal fucking random punch. This isn't narratively significant at all.
Right? Like, nobody named it.
I just posted one. Look at it. That's just a random punch for this series.
His straight right. Oh my god, when they do the first bout to like get him into the gym, him and Miata, and he doesn't know what the fuck how to box. He just he's worked out a jab and someone taught him to do a straight right. Like he's going around the ring like he's a fucking tugboat with a 20mm cannon on it.
I just like when he just flails and it's not a punch he learned and it just it's the same as Bart Simpson going, I'm going to waggle my arm.
Yes. I'm going to keep doing this, and if you get hit, it's your fault. It was pretty cool. in that winning moment that Ippo, it looked like he completely missed, but he just barely made contact and gave Miata brain damage.
Yeah, luckily.
It's only like a type 1 concussion.
Yeah, like when they established, if you get punched in the chin, your legs don't work. I'm like, okay, it's that kind of show. These are the rules. I'm super down.
And then he's like, no, stop counting. I'm getting up. Please stop.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And then, like, fucking he wins and they take him out of the ring. And they're both really frustrated because that wasn't how it was supposed to end. And manly sports camaraderie and my heart.
And they play the ending, which is also really good.
And the random news guy's like, yo, I used my good lens and actually caught the point of impact.
Yeah, that was really cool. I appreciate this character who's just like, yeah, there's an important event, but I came here to photo this.
Mm-hmm. Finding the real upcoming talent.
It's where the drama is. That's where the important shit's happening. And then he gets his ass chewed out off screen later.
He's like, fuck it, I don't give a shit.
I got this picture of this child punching this other child on the chin that looks raw as shit.
Yeah, like that guy showed up and I started really like the noses kind of started it. The feeling like this is in the same lane as the guy who draws the Akagi manga.
Yeah.
When that reporter showed up, I'm like, oh yeah, this is that same school.
A little bit. Yeah. A little bit. I'm thinking of specific characters. Like, it looked, weirdly enough, it's the most similar when they're trying to draw pretty guys.
Yeah. Yup. Uh-huh.
I never knew the name of that manga. That was the sound of me finding it via Google and losing.
Oh, yeah. Hey, man, if you haven't watched Akagi, it's a great show.
Kaiji also.
Yeah, I still haven't made my way around to that one.
God, that manga is also still going?
Akagi's
no,
over. Kaiji's
no,
still
it ended.
Going.
It ended in 2018.
Jesus.
Yeah. Like 14 years of it is one game of Mahjong.
Great.
Jesus Christ.
He's really good at making you see every single thought every character has about everything, and you're like, yes, please. More. Yep.
From what I've seen, there is no anime about Mahjong that's not worth watching, no matter how bad it is.
Oh, okay.
Do you think this might be a personal taste thing or just an objective truth?
I don't see the difference.
Thank you, Dr. Agro.
This is why he's on the show.
So, Mr. Feel.
Yes.
I assume at some point, far out in the future of this series, that Ippo is going to have to fight Takamura, and it's going to be like really tense and emotionally devastating.
No, Takamura's like 40 pounds heavier than him.
Yeah.
Really?
Takamura is a middleweight, and the implication is that he has to fucking almost die to get to middleweight because he's naturally a heavyweight. And he has to go down to middleweight because Japan doesn't have classes heavier than middleweight.
What?
Yeah. You get the smallest taste with one conversation of, this is the last time I'm going to eat normally. I also can't shower. I'll gain weight
for
the water.
Yeah, they talked about him dieting to stay in a weight class. No, I figured like from the first moment when the magazine was like, he's the king of new rookies. It was leading toward this climactic clash where he discovers Ippo, and Ippo rockets up through the ranks, and then he has to deal with, oh god, I've got to fight, like, my mentor now, and it's all sad, and everybody manly cries.
Now, all the characters are actually from different weight classes, except Ippo and Miata.
Yeah, as it turns out, it's like, they have Takamura and Ippo with their own warriors to fight.
I feel so much safer, fording into the future now.
Takamura, who, you know, Takamura Hawk, he fights people with insane animal names. Like in the manga, Keith Dragon is the current guy he's fighting.
You know, speaking of which, it wouldn't be an episode of Weeaboomers unless I brought this up. there's an episode I'm seeing, because I pulled up a character list just to double-check myself, who hasn't shown up in the bits we watched, named Alexander Volg Zangief.
Oh, he's so raw.
Yes!
Who, I mean, like, Yeah, he also kind of looks like Red Hawk. Yeah.
I knew it was going to be Red Hawk.
Yeah.
Yeah, this dude rules.
I'm going to be real. I don't really see it.
I don't really see it, but I know you're going to try and harm me with it.
Yeah, no, it's a reach, I'll admit.
Don't worry, Edgar, I'm with you on this.
I don't know who it is, so I can't say.
Yeah, this is the rare kind of thing where, like, nobody Ipo fights is like, man, that guy sucks. It's like, oh, he's cool and has a cool gimmick.
Awesome.
Yes, actually.
I always love on fandom sites where they have, like, you want to see this picture from the anime, the manga, and then they stick another thing that's insane in that same tab. So it's anime, manga, or boat.
God, what an immaculate wiki.
Those are the three forms of media.
Yes.
Also, I love when it's a good vintage anime with fighting in it, mm-hmm. because it means anytime I look it up myself, 70% of the content I find is in Spanish.
Yes.
Oh my that God.
Is, this uh-huh. is another one of those.
That's just a thing. Yeah.
Where I'm like, where are the scanlations for chapters one time when I wanted to try? And it's like, all right, I have to dig through Spanish translations first.
I learned Spanish through reading scanlated Ipo.
I remember spending a whole day in middle school trawling through Spanish language forums about DBZ. It was bizarre.
That's how I learned about El Hermano.
They really like Cyborg 009 over there.
That's true.
I'm glad someone does. Because I watch the show and I'm like, why does no one ever talk about this? This seems really cool.
It is really cool. I watched that like early 2000s anime that was on TV for that.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this is really cool. And my brain was like, these designs are weird. I like it.
Yeah, I really like the designs in that.
I think High Score Girl is having that same thing happen now. Like, the Spanish translations go up day that the Japanese chapter goes out. I waited an extra month for the English one.
That's awesome. That's always so good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
I love it when it's like, yeah, this one country really loves this thing. Like, Lupin being paid for by an Italian tourism board.
Yes, that's incredible. What the fuck do you mean this series has two different characters named Jackal?
Hajime no Ippo is... It's a story about a teenager who gets interested in boxing, and the circumstances of his life turns out make him really good at boxing, so he starts training at boxing to be a boxer. And that's like the whole show.
Yeah.
But it's so good because it's just that. It's so pure and focused, and it has all the sports and the fight anime shit you want distilled into this, like, aqua vitae, this beautiful, life-giving liquid.
Chug it.
It is weird because watching it, I had that sensation of, you know, those memes about, oh man, this mech anime is different from most mech anime. It's about the characters. But it's the exact opposite. This fighting boxing anime is about the boxing and literally nothing else.
Hell yeah. I love it when I read something or watch something and realize the author is a giant fucking nerd about this one thing.
Yep.
Yeah, dick jokes.
Yes. Yes and yes. And in insane faces the characters will make, which become even more ridiculous.
You know what moment I really felt? I really felt that moment when Ippo is looking at a pretty girl and he runs dick first into a pole.
Yeah,
right in the pole position.
Yeah, there's a lot of dick jokes in this series. I would say it's roughly 70% of all jokes in it.
I feel like there's at least two jokes per arc of that.
Is she a character?
Well, she's on the gym. I don't know if she can be a character, Akro.
She is indeed a character.
Okay.
I was going to say, like, I feel like there's a girl in the opening.
Yes.
I'm going to be honest. Didn't even notice.
it's pretty good. I do like that there are some really emotional moments and some like really good backstory stuff where you like, see, it's not all about the boxing, but it's all because of boxing. But it does get better and better as you go along, especially this first series, because it's the one that has that vintage old anime look.
Really?
Yeah,
does.
I was gonna say, does it finish in Cell animation? Because at the beginning of this, it's yes. Cell. You can tell it's not Flash.
The third opening, which is the last opening for this first anime, it looks like it's like DigiPaint, mm-hmm. where it's like more vibrant colors and like weird effects for yeah. it. And but aside from that, like the show looks the same for its like 70 something episode first okay. run, and then all the other ones are like from 06 and like 2014.
I was going to ask if somebody was interested in getting into EPO, is this series the way you would recommend it, or would you prefer to just say, hey, maybe try the manga or this other release?
I would just go this okay. first show, because it just got the Blu-ray releases too
from
Discotech a couple of months ago. There's two sets out now, and some of these fights are animated so well. I think about them every like 2 months. I'm like, God! Hit the shit out of them, and then the yeah. music played. And man, how has no anime come this close?
The sound design in this series is insane.
Also, the dub is hilarious.
I mean, it has Paul St. Peter, so
it's two people. He's also the assistant to Ipo's coach, the fucking tubby looking dude.
Okay,
what?
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the dude who's always next to him is just Paul St. Peter doing a more happy, jovial, calm voice instead of
see,
welcome back to the stage of history.
See, I thought I was picking up on that, but I've never heard the man do a voice like that, so I'm like, I'm going insane.
Yeah, no, you were right. You nailed it.
Okay, fuck. I'm serious. I sat there and I was like, that guy also sounds like, but I've never, what? I was so confused. It's funny though, because the voice he uses for Miata's father isn't as breathy as the Soul Calibur mm-hmm. and Kingdom Hearts voices.
Yeah.
It still has the boom and presence, but it doesn't have the every time he talks.
That's such a weird like pick for the old wiry outside boxer.
I know, it's fantastically insane.
Yes. You should you should dig into more of this whenever you can find time so you can meet the important character voiced by Tony Oliver.
Ooh. That sounds delightful.
They have some good, strong picks in this.
I'm like, did Ipo go on to voice anyone else? I do not recognize the name Steve Staley. Why is it showing me a picture of Scooby-Doo?
Oh my God. Yeah, no, yeah. Like, I need to hear his dub voice, because Ipo is one of those characters with like a really distinct Japanese voice actor.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you've heard him in other things, like in Bleach, he's Hitsugaya.
Oh wow!
He's also the computer guy in Kill la Kill.
Mm. Yep.
All right. Well, good for him. Keeps going.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was Neji in Naruto.
Yeah.
Which means he got 800 jobs.
Yes.
I didn't know he voiced Hitsugaya and 69 Face.
Oh, man, yeah.
Yeah, that's sure a mid aughts dub. And he's also Soul Calibur, and he's a custom male too in Soul Calibur 4.
The
also
iconic
the main character from Star Ocean Till the End of Time.
What? Huh?
Fate Line God.
Yep.
What a fucking name.
Nice.
Still not as good as Edge Maverick from Star Ocean 4.
Those are unreasonably high standards to hold anyone to. Let's be frank. I think that's going to do it for this time. Let's go ahead and wrap up with recommendations and then say a bunch of old animes, implying that we may do them for the series. We will go ahead and start with Dr. Agra. Dr. Agra, would you recommend Ipo, the Hajime no Ipo, the fighting?
I sure hope so, because while we were talking, I ordered the first two Blu-rays.
Yes!
Bob, would you recommend Hajime no Ipo, The Fighting?
No, not really.
Okay.
I know I didn't say too much this episode, but yeah, I really wasn't drawn in each episode, honestly. Like, I couldn't get into it. I perfectly accept that it might get better later, but this felt really slow. I enjoyed the first episode, and then I felt like, okay, we're in training that's not super interesting, because training arcs can totally be really fun, but I wasn't having that with this, and nothing else was really happening. Yeah, I don't know. I'm disappointed. I was really expecting a lot more to be going on in the series.
Okay. KZ, which asking for you and Feel seems like a joke. KZ, would you recommend Ippo the Fighting No Hajime?
When they announced a Blu-ray, I yelped, thinking this was an impossibility that they would fucking package an English version of this. Yes, I absolutely recommend it. Though I do sympathize with Bob. I do feel like this training arc, of all the ones they do, is a bit weaker. You haven't met any of these characters yet either, so there's really not as much going on. I feel like the ones later do a better job. But yeah, I love this series. I absolutely recommend it. You should go buy it and support it so that, you know, they should dub those other seasons, please.
They should make more.
Oh God,
they've only covered a third.
I know.
I guess it's closer to 40%.
I'll go ahead and do my recommendation. I want to see more of the series, because I do agree with Bob that I think the pacing maybe and the going into detail on the training in the first seven episodes isn't as deep or as much as I would want, and I would like the development of more characters in the series, but I do think it shows some promise and it could get really good as it goes. So I'm really interested in checking out more. So for now, I'm just kind of undecided. I feel like I need a little bit more to figure out how I feel on Ippo as a series, right? Like, I need more than seven episodes, which is weird because I don't think I've ever had that experience. Ever.
I mean, yeah, it makes sense to me.
Hmm.
I was going to say, because, like, the show's really good, but it's concentrated this. So if specifically this isn't what you're into, it's not going to hook you.
Hmm. That's true. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like my experience with the first seven episodes of this is what I worried Initial D would be like for me my entire life. And then I saw Initial D and it changed me.
Yeah, there's too much Eurobeat.
Yeah, it's true. There's too much Eurobeat and this amazing savant child moron. I like that Ippo is a human character that you can look at and see that he's functioning behind his eyes, whereas the main character of Initial D is not that at all, which is also delightful in its own way.
Yeah, Ippo also isn't sent to die every day by his father.
Yeah, instead it's his trainer, right?
Now listen, son, I get that you're 9 years old, but you need to drive this car all through the mountains by yourself at 4 a.m.
Yeah. What's the problem? I see no issue.
I don't want to hire a delivery person for our
business. Look, man, it was the 90s. We were running in them. It's all right.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. God damn it. Mr. Feel, would you recommend Ippo?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
The Fighting Hajime.
even once it gets past its peaks, it's still really funny.
Really funny. That's concerning phrasing.
Dude, you need to understand, like, half of it's fighting, the other half is training for the fighting, and that half is just comedy. Comedy and getting strong.
And dick punches.
Yes. Well, that's comedy, right?
Yeah, it's really funny. They make the funny face that shows all 800 of their teeth.
God. KZ, does the most recent season have Aoki's championship fight?
It has some stupid shit.
Does
yes.
it have that fucking insane fight he has? Because that has to be animated. God, what a good fucking series. So, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Aggro, it's come time again. Are you just going to say Doom Megalopolis or?
I mean, I feel like at this point it is incumbent upon me to just say Doom Megalopolis. Yeah.
Okay, that's great. Didn't they announce they were releasing that on Blu-ray or some shit?
Yes, there's going to be a Blu-ray of Doom Megalopolis. I might even pick it up and rewatch it and reaffirm that I'm kidding, and I don't recommend anyone actually watch Doom Megalopolis.
Yeah, it's like
but you'll
things.
Be saying that on a podcast we did.
Someone out there bought it because of you bringing it up in the first three episodes, and they're like, what is this? What did I buy?
Isn't that his sister? Oh, God.
This anime is the moon?
But I mean, if we're talking about old-ass anime, and like when are we going to stop pussyfooting around to do some shit like Vampire Princess Miyu or Demon Hunter Yoko?
Oh, God. Somewhere in my storage, there is a fan sub VHS tape. Princess Miyu.
That's fantastic. I like the fact that we did this series, which brings me ever closer to being like, yeah, like Cell Saga's boomer anime. But we need to cut this with something much older vintage to keep it balanced. Sure. So I'm very interested in investigating some much older Mosquiton, possibly like anime.
Ooh.
I don't know what that is.
It's what they call the good shit.
Oh, I do like good shit.